Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Here's what's trending.
Are you guilty of fubbing your partner? This is something that researchers are finding is an actual phenomenon. It is short for phone snubbing.
Oh, so it's not with an F?
No, it's P-H, fubbing.
I would say puffubbing.
Puffing. It's the habit of ignoring our conversation partners in favor of our smartphones.
Party's doing it right now.
I am, actually. I'm fubbing you. Because that's what I do.
At work.
Now you have his full attention.
Now you got my attention.
So it's one of the things that they're saying is that this could have an impact, actually, on the workplace, which is a wild, like, trip. So one of the things that's a coping mechanism for most people is coming home and going over your day with your partner, right? So whether that's highlights, lowlights, that kind of thing, but just sort of coming on home and blowing off steam. And what's happening is that people are like listening and then they're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
I gotcha. Yeah.
Scrolling their phone.
I know, but kind of didn't we do that before we scrolled the
yes,
phone?
Yes, we did.
Like
absolutely.
We might have been looking at the mail
yes.
or a magazine
or the
paper, you know?
Uh-huh. Yes, but this is, I guess, a little bit more engaging. So the work family support between partners is something that is really beneficial to the workplace. I guess one of the things that helps you do is you go home, you blow off some steam, or, you know, you crow about your day as far as like great things that happen. And there is something that rejuvenates you and you come back to work and you have like more energy.
Bitching about work to someone.
And that's a good thing.
And it's not, you don't feel like you're getting your true bitch session about Gary when your significant other is on their phone.
Yes.
Going,
Like they're not, like you're not being heard, you're not being seen, and it's more discouraging. And so they're talking about the idea of like, what's the psychological phenomenon of, you know, maybe having this moment with your partner and being able to set aside time to like give each other that.
Well, how about this? I look up from my phone, I go, honey, don't you have a smartphone? Isn't there an app we can go bitch about Gary?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I would never say that.
I mean, does anyone really want to hear this stuff?
Well, this is the way I look
at it.
It's
part of the
because
deal.
I'm bitching.
You're saying it like you've never done that, Molly. That you're.
Oh, absolutely, I've done it.
100% what everyone does.
We all do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the thing is
because
that.
Because if you're going to be a good listener, you can't take sides. You're not supposed to jump in and go, well, I think Gary was doing. You're just.
You need to listen.
Supposed to sit there.
Yes.
Yes.
And listen to them vent.
The way I look at it is that if I'm going to vent, then I got to give her opportunity to vent as well. But yeah, I learned a long time ago, you don't ever engage that. And definitely don't take sides.
But don't you quietly almost always take the other person's side? It's like, it sounds like it's totally your fault. But that's the thought in your head.
I'm not admitting
no.
that.
No.
When your significant other
is
like,
you?
Everyone at work is a bitch.
No, I
never.
I mean, there are times where like my husband comes home, talks about his job, and there are times where I'm like, listen, I know you and I know what you sound like when you get like that, and I think you owe that person an apology.
Oh, you will intervene that way. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, right. I will. But then there are times where I'm like, I know you and I know what you'd be like, and I'm sorry, like that sounds like a really bad day. Like you got the short end of the
stick. So you don't fub?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I figured we all do. Yeah.
No. But I'm just saying, like, there are times where I champion for him, and I also can be, like, the conscience, like the Jiminy Cricket, where it's like, were you your best self in that situation?
So when you're bitching about us, for example, because we all bitch about it, we all do it to each other, just the way it is. Does he take sides on anything, or does
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Your
no,
side.
No, I mean, it's the same thing. Yeah. No, I mean, it's the same thing. Okay. It's like there'll be times where he's like, listen, I know you,
mm-hmm.
and you need to go back to the boys and, you know, course correct. Like, that was you being you.
Okay.
And then there are other times wondering. Where he's like, that was them being them.
I think the problem with phone snubbing isn't when someone's complaining about work. It's just you're just completely not present.
Oh, God. I have friends that are like that. Yeah, it's, you learn quickly not to, you know when to shut up and when not to and not get frustrated because you just, I mean, some
like,
people
I wonder
are just
if there's
that way.
Couples that have like a phone-free zone
they
at
do.
Home.
Yeah, there probably. Are people I know that do that where they're like, they come in and there is a whole, like, whether it's when they sit down to dinner. And it's like phone free, and like that's when everybody connects and talks. But
I was
like
in
they have that moment.
I was in like a pretty serious relationship living with someone when the first smartphone was invented.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember she got the phone, and I remember first day being like, ooh.
Yeah, isn't it weird?
This is will never be the same. I mean, somebody completely blown away by the tech in their hand,
mm-hmm.
and it was hard to get their attention. Not that you needed a constant, you know, but like, ooh. So the only thing normal felt like you're supposed to go out and get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you start doing monkey see, monkey do. You start doing it as well.
Oh,
not on, not
remember
on purpose.
Those couples that I, there was a couple that I knew, and they would go out and get the new iPhone, like the iPhone 2 or 3 came out, and that's all they both talked about getting, and then they met us at the bar, and they both sat side by side on their own
this.
New phones.
I remember
And I'm like,
this.
That's the future.
And it was, and it truly is the future. Yeah. So fubbing, huh? There's a word for it.
I know. God, I didn't realize there crazy. Was a word for it. I need to forward this whole article to my husband.
To the world.
Like, yeah. I need to say thank you and also I'm sorry.
These beautiful things that I've
Channel 94.1, it's Benson Boone with Beautiful Things. That's a great song. It's
yeah,
sad but happy at the same time. I try to understand the lyrics to it, but yeah, that guy's a new artist. I think he's going to go far. It socially has been taking off like crazy. Everybody just relates with that song. But yeah, brand new music. All right, well, you were talking about fubbing earlier, Molly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing we all, as humans, should probably not and pay more attention to each other. Did you see a lot of people when you're in Hawaii on their phones? I saw
yes.
left and right.
It means
at the
phone
pool.
Snubbing.
Yeah.
Significant other. Nothing wrong with fubbing strangers.
I guess you're right.
Sometimes you do that to avoid called, a conversation with strangers.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be called fubbing.
No.
You're right. That wouldn't
fubbing
be called
is
fubbing.
Like someone's trying to experience life around you, and you're like, one second. Hold on. I'm trying to finish that text. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I hate it. I really do. I try to be conscious, but I'm just as guilty as everybody
well,
else.
Well, it's not
going to
get any better.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already saying filmmakers are making movies considering people are watching it on their phone and they're scrolling social media site while they watch.
Oh.
Like, they're like, you got to get to the point. Limit your dialogue.
Yeah.
If you're going mainstream, because you know how everyone gets bored.
Mm-hmm.
You try and show anyone even a clip on your phone. And it's only 30 seconds, so you can see him get bored after 10. They're like, yeah, I get it.
You're talking
it's
about
such
me,
a slippery
boy.
Slope. I mean, you know, like, because my
well, look at
son
Jeff
just got his first phone.
Okay.
And it's crazy. It's like the minute he walks out of school, it's in his hand.
Yeah. That's everybody.
You know, because they're not allowed to have it. It's, you know, like have it at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, to do what? What are you doing? I'm picking you up.
And you're on
and
your
you
phone.
Just left, and you just left your friends. No, I'm just, like, I'm saying, like, I'm like, who could you possibly need to get in contact with? And he's not. He's just watching videos.
I just remember Oliver, the youngest in the house, when he was a little kid and had a phone. He said that his, and I was chatting with him, and he said his dad was complaining about him being on the phone all the time. And he looked at me straight and said, I don't know what to do, because that's what everybody else is doing. He was probably 14
yeah,
years
he's like,
old.
That's where, he's like, that's where my friends are.
Yeah, he's like, everybody's doing it. You guys, everyone's doing it around me. What am I supposed to be doing?
Molly, do you think that's the biggest fight with your kids, potentially?
Yeah,
get off your phone.
Get off your devices, get off your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's tough because... Like, okay, so one of the things I was noticing on the flight with my daughter
yeah.
is that she was on her iPad the whole time. And I'm like, what is she doing? And she was sitting right next to me, and I realized she's using it to create stuff. Like, she was drawing, and, like, she's figured out how to make animation move.
Okay.
And so she makes these, like, animated shorts. And it's like, well, how do you get mad at them when they're doing something like that? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of one thing. It's like if you're just going down the rabbit hole and watching.
So what do you do then? You got her creating on one side of you, Declan on the other side gaming. Who do you...
Well, where were you guys at when they were doing this?
The plane.
This on the plane.
Well, what else did you want them to do?
Exactly. No. I'm just saying, no, but I don't normally see what they're doing on their devices. And all of a sudden, I was able to see, like, oh, when you go down the rabbit hole on your device, like, you're going into this creative window. I forget the fact that these are also something where, like you said, Jeff, like, people are making movies. You know what I mean? Like, people are making movies on these devices, you know, and that's the other thing, is that she's like, you know, she asked, she's like, can I get iMovie? Because she wants to, you know, be able to edit and stuff. And I'm like, well, how am I supposed to, you know, balance this when your brother is on the device the same amount of time you are, but he's doing...
Gaming.
Well, I think as adults, we take it personal that our children are avoiding us or aren't present because they're on their phone. But think about when we were younger. We didn't want to talk to our parents either, and we didn't have a phone. What the hell were we doing when we weren't talking to our parents?
I don't
Picking
know.
Our
I
nose.
What were we doing with our hands?
Phone. I was on the phone. I mean, you were on your phone with your friends, you know, like the home phone.
No, we're talking about like maybe like traveling or you know,
oh,
a road
traveling?
Trip.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah. I had my headphones on. Like,
yeah.
I was
so
like,
we had the Walkman and music and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, I had my headphones on and I was reading a book. My sister still talks about how I'm like the worst. Like, she's like, oh, you know, those long road trips where we just sat in silence because you didn't want to talk to
no
me.
Weren't those peaceful?
Yeah, doesn't that seem weird now, though?
Totally like, seems weird, but it's still the same
thing. You didn't have the outlet.
Yeah.
No.
But now they're doing it just a different way. It's just a different way.
Hello, Pitbull. You got that suit on. You got your racing gloves on.
That is a fun song, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got a little sweat going.
I hope when you're driving down the road, people, you're you know, bobbing, you know, thumping, humping, whatever you're doing in your chair,
Stop.
You know, just dancing around, feeling good about life. When you hear that song, it's a good song. Do you see, like, there's like 300 and almost 60 people got married yesterday at the same time.
I did see that.
How crazy
people
is that?
People like to take the knee.
They took the knee. There was one couple that met at 2000. Their first date was 2017 Eclipse. And then they got married during this
sweet.
One. Yeah, how crazy
okay.
is that?
Yeah,
and then
that's
they keep selling it on the news. That by the time the next eclipse hits, they'll be celebrating. They all will be celebrating their 20-year anniversary. I'm like, you gotta make it 20 years.
You're like, let's see. Let's not put the cart before the horse on this one.
That'd be a good way to do it, though, because like my brother said, it was nerve-wracking walking around with that ring because you're in your mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's where it's going to happen, and then you don't feel it, so you keep walking, like, you know, taking the lady out in nature. This one would be perfect because you both got the glasses on.
And everyone's taking a knee.
She's looking up. That's how you do it, though. You're both looking.
Yeah.
Can you see it? And then all of a sudden, can you see it? And you take a knee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got to take the glasses off and look down, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
That would be a great way of doing it. These people all did it at the same time, at the same place.
Yeah, it's pretty obnoxious.
Yeah.
What a way to make
you're like,
what a global make an eclipse event all about
yours.
You.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what's trending is coming up next, Molly? What's going on?
Well, the Chick-fil-A is moving up in the ranks. Find out it's the fast food chain that is growing.